Let us open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'll be reading chapter 10, verses 31, and the first verse of chapter 11. That's 1 Corinthians 10, 31, and verses 11, 1. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all in the glory of God. Give no offense neither to the Jews, nor to the Greeks, nor to the church of God. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ.
We appreciate very much your presence here this evening. We're always happy to have a good audience in attendance, and we do this evening. We not only have a fine audience numerically, we've got a good audience of good people. And that's hard to beat with a stick, isn't it? But we're happy you're here. We want to begin a study tonight of the subject, Following Paul. And this lesson will fall, as most of my lessons do, into two parts, because it seems that brethren would rather hear me preach two lessons a half hour long rather than one an hour long. Frankly, I think the hour long would be better, just get it done and get it over with, you know. But seriously, this evening we want to talk about following Paul. And we're going to look at the passage of Scripture that Danny read for us just a few moments ago from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and then the first verse of chapter 11. Perhaps I should point out to you that the Holy Spirit did not divide the Bible into chapters and verses. Our English Bible was divided into chapters and verses in 1551, and it was done by a mere human being who made more mistakes than anybody ought to have a right to. Several months back, I decided that I was going to begin an investigation to find out why some of the chapter divisions of the Bible fall where they fall. It is obvious to anybody reading the book of 1 Corinthians that 1 Corinthians 11:1 belongs with chapter 10 and ought to be chapter 10, verse 34. Because in the context in which Paul is speaking there, of not offending other people, but doing that which is best to get the message of salvation out to other people, he concludes by saying, "Be ye followers of me," or "imitators of me, even as I am of Christ." Now we're going to extend that principle to other things this evening, but that's the context in which the verse 11, or chapter 11, verse 1 is used. The chapter should have been divided at verse 2. So verse 2 of chapter 11 ought to be verse 1. Now you say that's all very interesting, but let's get on with it. Well, let's not get in a hurry. I want to tell you what I found out about how the Bible was divided into chapters and verses. Some of them are divided right in the middle of a paragraph, right in the middle of a thought. And you think, why in the world did they ever do that? Well, this brilliant Englishman who decided that he was going to divide the Bible into chapters and verses for reference purposes, and he was a brilliant Englishman, and he did us a great favor. I don't know what we would do without his reference system today, because we talk about Peter saying in Acts 2:38, or John saying in 1 John 4:1, or whatever it might be. That's the way we understand the reference system of the Bible. But he decided, when he sat down to do this, that what he was going to do was average the chapters in the Bible. In other words, he's going to bring them all out as nearly the same length as possible. Well, he did that. And he did a pretty good job of it, too. The only problem is that some chapters are divided in the middle of a thought. Now, that's particularly hard on those of us who are Westerners. Because you see, the books we read, every time we come to a new chapter, we expect a new thought. or new series of events to begin. But oftentimes we have to read our Bibles just as if there were no chapter marks there at all. And when we do that, we're following a thing called context. At any rate, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, the grand old apostle wrote these words, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ," from the New King James translation of the Bible. "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ," from the King James translation of the Bible. As we begin to study, we're going to look at the word imitate, or the word that is rendered imitate, in the NKJV, and followers in the King James Version. It comes from the Greek word mimetes, and Thayer says it means an imitator. Pershbacher defines the word a little more finely when he says it means to imitate, to follow as an example, to strive to resemble. Actually, this word is a word that the Greeks used when it came to writing. And the Greek children were taught to write Greek letters by being given a plate or a tablet with the Greek letters on top of them. Then they would see the Greek letter up here and copy it down here. I remember when I was a little fellow in school, took first grade on the ark, you know. When I was a little fellow in school, we used to have what was called a composition book for writing purposes. And the teacher would give these out to us each day. And the alphabet was printed at the top of each page, first in capital letters, then in lowercase letters. And what we were supposed to do was to copy each one of those down below as nearly like the example as we could. I never learned to do it very well. My mother taught me cursive writing before I ever went to school, and I've never learned to print until this day. When people say, "Print your name," I'll say, "You want me to sign it, don't you? You can read it if I sign it." "No, print it." And then when I print it, they say, "What's that?" I said, "You asked for it, you got it." And so this word is what that means. It means to copy as nearly as possible that which is put up here as the right kind of example. And so it means to imitate, to follow as an example, to strive to resemble. In telling the Corinthians, Christians at Corinth, to imitate or follow or mimic him, Paul either innately or by revelation recognized three important truths about mankind. The three important truths about man are these. First of all, mankind is naturally imitative. He can follow, he's a follower. He perceives examples. I can remember when I was a kid, my dad used to tell me how to do something. Didn't make much sense to me. But the moment he'd say, "Here, Gene, let me show you," and he became my example, I caught on immediately to what he wanted done and how he wanted it done. That's because we learn more quickly from examples than we do from definitions oftentimes. Secondly, Christ is the ultimate example to be followed, as Peter pointed out in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, when he said, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." And so we are to follow in the steps of Christ. Christ suffered. If we suffer, then we're following in his steps. Christ is the ultimate example, and Paul recognized that when he said, "You be imitators of me as I," as adverb of degree, "as I imitate" who? Christ. Paul also knew that if he could follow Christ,